KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Former State Senator Al Adams Sr. passed away yesterday morning in Anchorage after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. KNBA's Jocelyn Estes reports that Al Adams was born in Kotzebue in 1942 and left to attend Mount Edgecombe Boarding School in Sitka. Following high school, he attended the University of Alaska Fairbanks and RCA Technical Institute. Adams is best known for his accomplishments while representing the Northwest Arctic, North Slope, and Bering Strait regions in the state legislature. Beginning in 1980, he served in the House of Representatives, where he was chair of the powerful House Finance Committee. From 1988 to 2000, he served in the state Senate, where he was a member of Community and Regional Affairs, Education, Health and Social Services Committees, as well as the Operating Budget Conference Committee. His sister Sarah Scanlon says he was a lifelong advocate for rural and Alaska Native interests, working for subsistence rights and funding for education, social services, and infrastructure. One of his legislative achievements was the establishment of the Power Cost Equalization Program. Upon retirement, he worked as an advisor to the Northwest Arctic and North Slope boroughs, then beginning in 2003 as a lobbyist, primarily representing rural and Alaskan Native interests. Governor Sean Parnell has ordered that state flags be lowered to half-staff tomorrow to honor former longtime Alaska state lawmaker Al Adams. Former Governor Tony Knowles is supporting a ballot initiative that would reestablish a coastal management program in Alaska. Knowles, a Democrat, is among the headliners of a fundraiser planned for today in Anchorage. He also participated in a news conference yesterday called by initiative supporters on the significance of the initiative in the face of plans to develop the Alaska Arctic. Alaska has a coastal management program. We had a coastal management program for decades, including during Knowles' tenure, allowing the state a voice in federal resource management decisions affecting the state's coastline. Knowles says the program was a help and not a hindrance to development, as opponents claim the new program would be. Alaska's program lapsed last year after lawmakers and the governor failed to agree on ways to revamp and extend it. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar finished up a weekend trip to the North Slope by announcing a plan for leasing in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, and by not announcing anything about Shell Oil's permits for drilling in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. Salazar said Shell has not yet successfully tested its oil spill response vessel, and the Interior Department is not responsible for the delay.
The cause for any delay here is that the Shell construction of its vessels, simply they have not been able to get it done. If they had got it done, they may already be up there today, because the waters in the Chukchi around the so-called Burger Find are in fact already open.
Salazar had said earlier that he would have a decision on Shell's permit by this coming Wednesday, but yesterday he said there was nothing to decide. He said conditions in the Arctic Ocean are difficult this year, and he said he was open to a request by Shell to extend its window for drilling past its deadline this fall, but not at all sure he would grant it.
This is a dynamic situation with Shell. We don't know yet what will be happening this summer, what will be happening in the next 10 or 20 days. We don't have an alternative from them. And I will only say this. I will hold their feet to the fire in terms of making sure that we are doing everything we can to abide by the standards and regulations that we have set, and to make sure that the environment in the Arctic seas are protected by their activities.
The secretary also announced the outcome of its planning process for the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, which extends all the way across the North Slope from the Chukchi Sea to the Alpine Satellite Oil Field, operated by ConocoPhillips.
The preferred alternative will make about half of the MPRA available for leasing. This area represents the vast majority of the projected oil reserves in the MPRA. The preferred alternative also allows for the possibility of a pipeline and infrastructure to be built across the MPRA to accommodate potential future offshore oil production in the Chukchi Sea.
Salazar said no pipeline corridor has been proposed yet, but the plan would be open to one. The first reaction to the NPRA plan from the environmental groups was very positive because of the large areas that would be off limits to leasing. The Nome Joint Utility System has the go-ahead from the Nome Common Council to move ahead with purchasing two 900-watt wind turbines that will be manufactured in Holland. The council last night also approved for the utility to seek funding from the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation's Community Energy Fund. The utility has already been awarded money from the Rural Energy Fund for the turbines, and the resolutions passed last night get the utility a step closer to shipping and installing the turbines. Utility manager John Handelin said they hope to get the turbines to Seattle by next April and installed and functioning by next June. He says the two turbines should save the utility anywhere from 250 to 400,000 gallons of fuel a year.
Some of the savings of that will depend on what the actual cost of energy is. By going into the wind business, we're kind of hedging our bets as far as what's going to happen with oil.
The utility has long looked at ways to reduce the reliance on diesel fuel. The council also passed a resolution declaring water and sewer infrastructure improvements as the city's number one state funding priority. And Mike Benchoff, the owner of the Rustler, has one more day to address a few issues before being banned from the Port of Nome. At last month's meeting, the council passed a resolution giving Mr. Benchoff until August 15th to rectify a list of issues with the vessel he plans to dredge with. Mr. Benchoff addressed the council, saying the meeting regarding his vessel was held illegally because he was not aware a meeting was being held regarding his vessel.
One of the things I'm asking now is that the city council rescind that resolution. Accordingly, due to the fact that it originated from an illegal meeting.
City Manager Josie Banky addressed the council, saying the administration followed all rules and ordinance regarding the meeting. Mr. Benchoff has until tomorrow to get liability insurance and have the Rustler leave the harbor on its own power. And business owner Mark Sackett addressed the council. He's now the owner of the old Ween building on Front Street. The city was taking steps to tear down the building, and he requests that he be able to keep it and move the building behind his bar and laundry business, Mark's Soap and Suds. And the council adjusted the ambulance fees from $455 to $600 to $650, depending on the services. Superintendent Mike Bronner announced that school starts next Wednesday in Nome. Those families just moving to Nome can register now. Staff is now at work and in the buildings. A look at the price of gold this morning. Down $6.90 an ounce to $1,604. An ounce of silver is at $27.93. It's unofficially 51 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.